Now, to your health on WTOP.
We've got the latest on efforts on Capitol Hill to repeal and replace Obamacare. The conservative House Freedom Caucus says it now supports a plan aimed at bringing together moderate and conservative Republicans on health care reform. The proposal would give states the chance to apply for waivers that could gut several core Obamacare insurance reforms that protect people with pre-existing conditions, including requiring insurers to cover certain benefits. Now, there are no guarantees this plan has the votes to pass and that even the moderate and conservative Republicans will get together on it. We talk more about it tonight with Gail Willen, senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care matters, and she says this new measure again would hurt some of the very people who put President Trump into office.
Obviously, not all of the people who were supportive of President Trump in the election, but the group that, as a category, would lose relative to current law are lower middle income, low income, but not poor individuals who had received additional support as part of the Affordable Care Act. This was certainly one of the demographics that has been very frustrated with what has and hasn't happened to the American economy in terms of job opportunities and wage opportunities for them. And they were a major group supporting President Trump during the election. Whether this would cause them to change their support going forward is clearly not known. I think at the end of the day, what happens to the economy and their job prospects will probably overwhelm the decision about whether or not this group continues to support President Trump. But they are at risk for losing some of the protections they had received as part of the Affordable Care Act.
As a health economist, what would you recommend Republicans do? Now, they seem to be on a certain path here if they can get the votes, but what would you consider a path that's more beneficial, perhaps less damaging?
Well, too much money is attempted to be taken out of this legislation. It was being regarded, in my opinion, too much as a piggy bank, so to speak, for other expenditures. Pulling back from the expanded coverage, 20 million people who had gained coverage under the Affordable Care Act, that is not something that we can or should give up. And that's really the worry that I see in the Republican legislation, is that they simply can't have that kind of savings and have expanded coverage. But the other issue, which distresses and surprises me, is the lack of learning about what happens when you have only one party supporting major social legislation like health insurance expansion. The Democrats did it with the Affordable Care Act, and the Republicans seem bent on doing the exact same thing with their legislation, thinking somehow that the outcome is going to be any different. If this got rammed through on a single party vote, you can be sure that the same destabilizing forces that have been present for the last 6 years with the Affordable Care Act would become present with this new legislation. If you don't have some bipartisan support, it's just not going to be stable long-term legislation. The very close division in the Senate is probably going to require that it be bipartisan, whether the political parties are smart enough to realize that or not.
That's Gail Willensky, senior fellow at Project Hope on Skype.